Daf Mem Dalid Amid Aleph Ilo Sharisle Avul Mevitel Lechama Lo Sharit. But from the shade to the sun, it is not something which was permitted. Masnisin, the Mishnah, Metaltalin, Ner Chodosh She'inu Mo'os, is not disgusting. Because of the Shtimushin, you can use it. Lahedya, Argir says Lahedya, or the Shtimushin Be Lahedya, you can use it without any issues. Shelo Dalik Bo Ner Me'olam, because it never had a candle lit in it ever. Avalo Yashan, the Muksa Machmas Miso, because it is Muksa, because of Machmas Miso, that will be part of the discussion here in the Gemara. Chutzman Haner Shehliko Va'afal Gav Shekova, even though it's extinguished, Aser is Aser to Isla the Rabbi Meir Muksum Machmas Iser. He holds, so Meir does hold of Muksum Machmas Iser, but less than Muksum Machmas Mis, but it does not hold of Muksum because it is something that is disgusting. Chutzman Haner Hadolik B'Shabbos Ba'oichu Dolik Aser. While it's still lit, is Aser Shemi Chaba, and there perhaps you come and extinguish the Ner. Shoshes is a Kois Godel Shoshuchis. It is a large glass cup. Shekar and Lampa is a Galampa. They're actually in different places, explains it slightly differently. Both earlier and other mesechdas. Lo yizizam mekayman v'afilu kava haner. Even if the ner is extinguished, will come the first time, and later we'll explain the reason. Min haner hakava. The came in the kava since it is extinguished. The kava v'holik since it is extinguishing. Lo mechayev su mishum mechava is no longer mechayev because of extinguishing, because it's extinguishing anyways. Kava in lo kava lo. The lo shemina leil Rabbi Shimon. The sharim asisim. Do not hear that Rabbi Shimon permitted in the Mishnah elam moiser shemin shemener. Shavishav kara only leftover oil that's in a nair or a bowl, the mashmal achar shekava, which is implies it's already has extinguished. My avul medikamer avul, since it said avul mechal the benair mutter, it implies that by a nair it was permitted. Bezuta the night day alei mebol yom, because still erev Shabbos, he's still thinking about using it because sabr sheyichla Hashem in maher, he thinks that the oil will be extinguished quickly. Vishtamish benair the kishiyichab, and he'll use the actual receptacle of the nair part once it extinguishes. Avol hani lo asegadaiti sheyichab kol yom, he doesn't think that it's going to extinguish the whole day. Rabbi Shimon Matter, the kara and the fish, and the kara is a bowl is a large kasha kara, so therefore it's a contradiction in his opinion with regard to bowls. Dumi dinair, the katani lo dezutra, is mentioning something which is comparable. That means it's small. And pamlet is a menorah shematechas, it's a metal menorah, but ainu meusin is not get disgusting. Ludivri hamatir, Rabbi Meir, hamatir, benir yashar, Rabbi Meir, who permitted with a using an old earthenware nair, oyster behind in with regard to metal one, the muksa machmas iser, it is muksa machmas iser. Katani else, we said earlier, chutzum na nair shed likabo b'shabbas, except for nair which was lit on Shabbos. Ludivri ha oyster, Rabbi Huda ha oyster, benir yashin shacharis, Rabbi Huda who forbade an old, meaning a used nair that was earthenware, hasam who the mutton that was disgusting. Of a halacha, sure, but here it would be permitted because it's metal. But less than muksa machmas iser, because he does not hold of muksa because of iser. Nair shamateches lo mutton, a metal nair does not become disgusting. Kegon shalachoshish the lobola, like for example, like copper, which does not absorb. Why Rashi has to tell us exactly which one, seemingly excluding other metals, and which ones there might be, I do not know. Shiachton amoyz mitaser b'hazmana, it becomes usher through the actual designation, but alman without anything else. Valpishal aniachalem ma'olam, even though you never put money on it at all. Metalton ner chadash v'hal Rabbi Meir Rabbi Huda kamar al Rabbi Huda said that the extra muksa heals the muksa alma. So we see from that lo mitzer b'hazmana does not become forbidden just from the designation. But the kamar from the fact that it said avol lo yashem benan old one v'lo katani avol lo hamiyuchel l'kachani. Meaning, it didn't say the one that was designated for this. He said one that was used already, not one that was designated for it. That shows that designation alone should not forbid it, make it muksa. Daf mem dalid, omid beis, and yeh aleha mois, afilu b'chol, even during the week, hari huksa le'isr, is not designated for use for something which is usr on Shabbos. Also, l'taltal, you can't move it on Shabbos. Afilu nistalku ha'mois m'bo yom, even if the money has been removed from it, one who is still erev Shabbos, v'lodom bilin er shamatechas, it's sure it's not comparable to the metal nair, which is permitted, the shari of Yudah permits it, the hasam below yachto, that was the talking about a case where you did not designate it as a nair. Lo yachto no mois, ene lehem mois, but Shabbos, and on Shabbos there's no money, but to the tafel, the afo gav, the hendiach lehem mois, and behol, even though you put money on it, one, it was still the weekday. But who should have stopped come below yom, that is talking about where it has been, the money was removed, when it was still, day meaning not Shabbos yet. Shaloh Yaleh Kol Bein Hashemashos. It did not have money on it the whole Bein Hashemashos, the whole twilight time. Aval Hayaleh Kol Bein Hashemashos. If it had money on it the whole twilight, it's cut to the Kol Yom. It would become muksa for the whole day, even if the money was removed. Mukhni Shaloh Gabe Sheda Tanan Ben Meseches Kelim by a box, which is really like a wagon or a stagecoach type of wagon. Vehi Agalo Shal Eitz. It's a wooden wagon. the Mukafas Mechitzas has walls, Lamerkav and Nashim, for the writing of men and women to be there. Mukni is an oifen, is a wheel. Rashi, other places, does not mention specifically for women or even specifically for important women. It does not mention for men in particular. Why he changes over here, I do not know. Bizman shehi nishmetes, ke'ein oifnei agolol, shalon, like the wheels of our wagon, sh'adam yochol asalkul men agolol, the person can remove it from the wagon. Einu chibur lo d'chashuva, he kli la'atzma, and it's considered, it's a kli on its own. The ishe, the baskibule tumahi, is if the box that the people were sitting in was considered something which can accept and receive tumah, that it does not hold, for example, it does not hold 40 sos worth of a liquid, and the box, which is the sitting area, would become tumah, and the wheel would not become tumah. And if the box that was not something which can get tumah, the naga tumah b'muchni, and tumah touched the wheel, hamuchni tmei, the atzma, the wheel will become tmei on its own. The lo chashiv b'mishet. Mishet is not any more important than shet. He metaltel malei very kindness, and it's something which is movable, both full and empty. The yeshla base kibble, because it does have indeed the wheel does have some sort of base kibble, some sort of receptacle in it. Veinim dada sima leinim tuma. This is with regard to tuma kedifishes that we explained. The kli eitz hamachzik memsa b'lach. Because a wooden kli which holds 40 sa in liquid, which would be too core of drying things, is tahar, because it's no longer considered a kli. I mean, as we said earlier, the kli is kashul sack. That a wooden kli is compared to a sack. Shehei metaltam mole v'reikam. It's something which is moved both full and empty. V'zu einim metaltam mole, and this will not be moved while it's full. V'tam meseches kelim. We said in kelim ma'sis the menachos, and it's brought in meseches menachos hashed the box v'yisil oyim. He still says in Dedis and Bachutz, you measure it from the outside. The Rhine is like Iluhim Medis Vasuch Kli Gadol. You see, as if it's being put into a larger box. Mimachzik also Kli Mem Saw. And if that Kli would hold 40 Saw, then Tahir would be Tahir. Tahir Hashedah, then the Shedah would be Tahir. Dafalpi, meaning the Kli that the Shedah is being put into. Dafalpi Shi Einu Machzekis Mem Saw, even though in itself, the box itself does not hold 40 Saw. The Kasar Afo Vehundim Dadimah, because it holds also the thickness of the walls, are measured together with it. The hamuchni einu nimnadimo, but the wheel is not measured together with it. The hashlam to finish up the shear, the amount of 40 sa. The roin ke'idl nitl hamuchni, we look at it as if the wheel has been removed. The achkach tinas and hashed the sof kli, and then you put the box inside the other kli for measuring purposes. Beinim atzalasim of oil hamis, the im hashed the machsekas memsa. The box will hold 40 sa. The einu makabelas tumu, it will not get tummy. Then it will be metzalas oil hamis. Tavi oil la'atzma, it would be, it save other kelim inside of it from becoming tummy in itself, and its stuff inside of it from becoming tummy, and it, because it is its own oil. We're not talking about where you brought it into a house where a mace was. Because then it's not saving anything. Shari gag mahil al taros melamayin, because this box doesn't have a roof on it, so therefore the roof, if you put it into a box, into a house which has a corpse in it, then the roof of the house will bring the tumah over the taharos found inside the box. Elo, kugenshi nichtas elo beis hakfaras, is somewhere where it's brought into a cemetery. I mean, the Be'ervins are saying, Erevin, Rabbi Huda Omer, afa beis hakfaras, mevnei sheyachol lochutz, v'shei de tevel migdal, even in the beis hakfaras, because you can separate between the graves and the person with various different boxes. V'perik kom arvin, this is in the perik of kom arvin, the kosever oil zark. Literally a throne ohel kolaymer, which means to say ohel hametaltel, and ohel which is moving, is shemei ohel, is considered an ohel umasik kavhe tuma, and it will separate between the person and the tuma underneath it. Underneath him, the hamuchni and the wheel imhu kavaya midoifni hashedah. If it is higher than the walls of the box, the kelim have bolted milamala, and you have kelim sticking up out above midoifni hashedah, which is sticking up above the walls of the box. The kavaya hamuchni megin alehim, and the height of the wheel will protect or on them. Einu matzil, and it will not save them from the tumma. The muchni klihu the atzvu, because the wheel is itself a kli umakabel tum becomes tummy, being choisim kli tum, therefore will not separate with regard to tum. Rabbi said doichik, and my rebbeim, they had a doichik pshatim of fashion and explain it. But oil hamis mamish is really talking about in being put into a oil hamis ubishal cheres hamukafas tzmit psil. It's talking about a earthenware wheel which is surrounded by and completely sealed tight. But Harbi Chubas, and there's many questions on that their pshat. There are many questions on their Pshat. One of them, the question is the nedes l'shaych b'shocheres. The measurements for a shear does not apply to a earthenware clay. The iskash l'sak is not compared to a sack. Obey metaltel, obey in a metaltel tummy. Whether or not it's movable, it's something movable, full and empty, would still become tummy. But other than the second question is impamukni mukov tzmit psil. And if the wheel was completely sealed, then yatzel b'fnei atzmo kelim shibasachet. Then it would indeed save on its own. Kalim which are inside of it. But oh, then the third question, Befirish, Nishnas, Mesechas Kalim, Behilchas, Kli Eitz, it's explicitly mentioned in Mesechas Kalim with regard to a wheel, with regard to wooden vessels, Behilchas Kli Cheres, Nishn Levadin, and anything, the halachas of earthenware clays are mentioned on their own, Behilchas Kli Eitz, Nishn Levadin, and the halachas of Kli Eitz are mentioned on their own, and this is, and the wheel is mentioned together with the wooden Kalim, so therefore it must be that it is, we're talking about a wood wheel and not something earthenware. Hahi Rabbi Shimon he umiu molus lo chazin midi. Molus has nothing, no use whatsoever. Meaning, besides obviously using it as money. Umayni Rabbi Shimon the oidin alav asin. Rabbi Shimon would admit that while it's still on the wheel, that the wheel would indeed be muksa.